There's a very interesting medrash about the wisdom of the children of Jerusalem. The verse says in Eicha, Rabati Vagoyim, that Jerusalem was great among the nations. How was it great among the nations? All the other tribes knew that Jerusalem was great. We find that the tribes are called the nations. In the prophet Isaiah, the tribes are called nations. So Jerusalem was great amongst all the tribes. Even amongst Israel, they knew that Jerusalem, the Jerusalem kids were sharper, that Jerusalem produced great people. So the Midrash gives us a few stories about the sharpness of the kids of Jerusalem. So there's one long Midrash in the beginning of Eicha that tells us about how a person went and did business in a faraway town, and then he saw he was passing away, so he gave his host his wealth, and he said, when my son comes, test him, make sure he's smart, and give him the wealth. So they made a pact in the city that no one identifies where a person lives, so that any stranger that comes wouldn't be able to find out where any person lived. So whoever lives here knows, and all strangers wouldn't know. So this young man comes to the entrance of the town, and he's looking for the person who hosted his father, who has his father's wealth. And so what he does is he goes, there's a peasant selling a pile of twigs to heat up the ovens. So he says to him, look, I'm willing to buy your pack of twigs, but I need you to deliver it. Delivery has to be included with the pack of twigs. So the peasant says, no problem. So he says, here's the money, and I want you to deliver it to so-and-so. So the peasant says, no problem, and he goes to deliver the twigs. And the young man follows at a distance, and this is his way of finding out without asking anyone. He didn't have to ask anyone. He already sent them their bouquet of flowers, so to speak, to find their house. So there's a knock at the door. They ask who's there. The guy says, well, someone sent you a pack of twigs. They say, oh, that's nice. Okay, fine. They take the pack of twigs, and in walks the young man and says, I'm the guy who sent it. I'm the son of so-and-so, and I understand you you had my father over. They said, sure. Wow, that's great that you found us. Come sit down and have the meal with us. So he passed test number one. Test number two, they sit him down to the meal, and they bring out a plate filled with chicken, yeah, and they ask him to divide the chicken. So you have over there the host, his wife, two daughters, two sons, and the guest. And they put five pieces of chicken before him. Okay? So they ask him to divide it. So he says, no, you're the head of the house. You should divide it. So he says, no, you're the guest. I want you to divide it. He says, okay, you want, I'll divide it. Fine, if that's what you want, fine. He takes one piece of chicken. He puts it before the host and his wife. He takes another piece of chicken and he puts it before the two sons. Another piece of chicken before the two daughters. And he takes the two pieces of chicken. So the two remaining pieces. So they ask him, why is that fair? So he said, well, I kept combining pairs with the single one. You and your wife are a pair with a single piece of chicken. Your two sons are a pair with a single piece of chicken. Your two daughters are a pair with a single piece of chicken. And a pair of chicken with a single me. So that you want me to divide, I divide it. So test number two, he passed. Fine. Now come supper time, they bring out this big roast and they say, we want you to divide it. So he says, I already told you. Derek Herod says, you, the head of the house, divides it. He says, yeah, but I want you to divide it. So he says, fine, you want me to divide it, no problem. So he slices off the head of the chicken, puts it in front of the father, and he slices out, I guess, the innards, I don't remember, and he puts it in front of the mother. He slices off two wings, he puts it in front of the daughters, and he slices off two drumsticks, puts it in front of the kids, and then he takes the whole chicken for himself. So they say, hey, what's the logic in that? He said, simple. You're the head of the household. I gave you the head. She's your wife. She gives you kids. I gave her the innards. Your two daughters are going to marry and fly off. I gave them the wings. Your two sons, they're the pillars of the house. So I gave them the two sticks. I came by ship and I have to leave by ship. So give me my father's wealth. That's why I took this thing that's like a ship. It's a vessel. Give me my father's wealth so I could get out of here already. So they did. He passed the third test. So that's the Midrash about how the wisdom of the children of Jerusalem, that wherever they went, people tried to outsmart them, but they outsmarted their host.
It's not meant to be taken seriously. I mean, to be taken seriously.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.